The brother is asking about a situation if a man slept on the first night of Ramadan before it was confirmed that the month had begun, and he did not make the attention till the end. This situation, Akhi, is famous, and it's happened to many people. And Alhamdulillah, the ulama, they research this mas'ala and they make it very clear for us. And the correct opinion among the opinions regarding this issue is to say this person, he must fast immediately. This is number one. When the knowledge reached to him about Ramadan started already and he is in it, even though he ate already. Because now it could be one of two situations. Either he wake up and he had his breakfast and he enjoyed his life, and maybe he met his family and he did intercourse. Then after that he went out and he see the situation is in Ramadan and people telling him, my brother, leave the coffee in your hand, it's Ramadan already, what are you doing? So he realized the truth. He say, Allahumma ista'an. So what he need to do in both scenarios? Or maybe he came out and he didn't eat anything. In both situation, he must stop eating. This is ijma', actually, it's a consensus. He must stop eating. For those people who they agree about the opinion that I'm going to mention it to, or for those people who they don't agree, all of them, they said he must stop eating immediately. So this is number one. Number two, did he need to make up another day in place of that? The answer, it's based on number two, the correct opinion. That day for him is Ramadan, even though he opened his, he ate his breakfast, even though he didn't know, whatever, it's Ramadan for him. He must go and do his worship and respect the day and do everything like normal people. It doesn't matter, we said he need to make up one day or he doesn't need to make up one day. He must practice it as a Ramadan. This is consensus. Number three, the correct opinion, there is no makeup for him. He doesn't need to do any kind of qada. He doesn't need to make up that day again. Means, as how that day it's considered for him as a Ramadan, at the same time, his fasting is acceptable bi-idhnillah and it's counted for him as a one day. Even if he started from the middle of the day, even if he started in the end of the day before the before opening the fast, it's considered for him as a one day complete. So just hold yourself until the sun rests, then open your fast like normal, and it's one day for you. What is the evidence and the correct understanding for this opinion? The answer is before I give you the answer, my dear brothers, I would like to give you and repeat for you a benefit that I mentioned it before to you. My dear brothers, the evidence for Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah regarding every specific situation in our religion is 3 equal to 5 evidence. Number 1, evidence from the kitab. Number 2, evidence from the sunnah. Number 3, the ijma', the consensus of ahl-ilm. This is the evidence for Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Equal to 5 means number 4, a correct understanding from the kitab. Number 5, a correct understanding from the sunnah. This is what Ahlus Sunnah, they use to prove their religion and to practice it. A correct understanding to the kitab and a correct understanding go back to the sunnah. So, my dear brothers, where is the evidence and the correct understanding for this opinion? The answer is number 1, a general evidence. Number 2, a specific evidence. A general evidence, لا قول الله عز وجل لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah جل وعلا said, everyone, the rules applicable on him according to his ability. So what's the ability of this brother other than what we said, and how we follow the opinion of the majority by asking him to hold his fast and to respect it and practice it like a Ramadan, but at the same time is not counted for you and you need to make up another day. Can you imagine? I said by the ijma', the first 2 points is in consensus. He need to hold himself and he cannot eat. Even if he have coffee in his hand or in his mouth, he need to throw it out and he need to what? Drop the cup. Even with that, they said the day he need to respect also the day by the consensus. Even with that, they said he need to make up another day. This is a conflict and this is an extremism regarding this kind of situation. It's kind of a heaviness. How we should say he need to do that, he need to do that, but it's not counted for him. Our religion is more just and more logic than this kind of opinions. With all respect for all the majority of the ulama. The conclusion, my dear brothers, it's counted for him because this is ability and the knowledge just came to him. Number two, like we said, an specific evidence. This came, ya akhwani fillah, this situation came exactly in the sunnah, but in a different timing. What's meaning of that? According, do you still remember, my dear brothers, I said to you, every rule in our religion have his own history. Every ahkam in our religion have her own history. So in the history of the fasting of Ramadan, actually before Ramadan became fasting, it was obligated on us to fast Ashura. How Ashura became obligate on us, this came, one of the stories of this rule and this hukm came through Hadith Salam al-Akwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu fi as-sahih. So Salam al-Akwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu al-Bukhari, and Salam al-Akwa radiallahu anhu said, once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out in the day, and he's in the day of Ashura, and he announced to the people, he said, today is Ashura day. So whoever ate, hold yourself and don't eat. And whoever didn't eat, don't eat. Fast your day and complete it. So imagine, if it was in this situation, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever ate, hold yourself. And whoever didn't, continue. And the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't ask any one of them to make up another day. And that day was obligate on them to fast, like how Ramadan became obligate after that. At that moment, Ramadan fasting wasn't obligate on them. This is how the fasting of Ramadan came to us slowly, slowly, one by one. So fasting Ramadan was just by fasting one day of the day of Ashura. Then after that, Ramadan became mustahab to fast. Then after that became obligate on us. This is the history, the summary of the history of the fasting. So imagine, my dear brothers, the Prophet didn't say to anyone to make up, and he counted for them, and it was counted because the knowledge reached them by that time. For sure, this situation and this scenario is a similar exactly. That's why we say we doesn't need to force him to make up another day. And same thing, ya akhi, this is the correct understanding. ولا تجب الشرائع إلا بعد العلم بها. الشرائع will never, شريعة في الإسلام, the شرائع of the Islam will never be obligate for people to practice unless if they know about it. If they don't know about it, how they can practice it, and how you can force them to practice it, because they have their ignorance, and the ignorance is an excuse to practice the rules. This excuse, maybe it could be acceptable, maybe he's not, cannot be unacceptable. It's, this is another scenario, another issue. But in this situation, it is acceptable and very obvious, and is a common mistake. ولا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. This number one. Number two. Ibn Hazm رحمه الله تعالى, he asked a beautiful question for the majority who they said he need to make up another day, but at the same time they force him to hold his fasting and focus in this smart and a great question for Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala. Ibn Hazm said, so the majority they said he must hold himself from eating till the end of the day of the finish. Then they ask him to respect that time as a Ramadan. So we ask them, when he hold himself and he is not allowed to eat tell the sun rest, this holding what you call it. If they said, we don't call him fasting, what you call this person now in this kind of situation? If they said, we don't describe him by a person who isn't fast, we ask why you are forcing to hold himself and not to eat. And if you said he is fasting and is rewardable and acceptable from him, we tell you means it's fasting, and the fasting in the day of Ramadan. So he fasting in the day of Ramadan, how are you asking to make another day? It doesn't make sense from both sides. Please, my dear brother, focus on this answer. Is a very smart and a brilliant answer and questions from Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala. That's why the conclusion of this issue, like I said to my dear brother, he didn't need to make up another day. He just continued fasting that day after the knowledge came to him. And لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها حيث أن أقوى and other evidence. I give you the summary and the conclusion, my dear brothers. And this is the opinion who suit the principles of our religion regarding the شرائع only could be practiced after people know about it. قال الله تعالى وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ وما كان ربك مهلك القرى حتى يبعث في أمها رسولا يتلو عليهم آياتنا وما كنا معذبين القرى إلا وأهلها ظالمون. We will never punish the people till they know about the Sharia, until we send our messengers to them. And Allah Jalla wa Ala say in the Quran, لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرَّسُولِ. Allah sent all the messengers and all the knowledge so people, they don't have excuse by saying we didn't know. So Allah Jalla sent all the messengers to them, so he gave them the complete hujjah and the knowledge. So if Allah punished them, he punished them with a clear hujjah that he sent them the messengers. But even with that, they refused them, so he punished them with justice. So this is the justice, ya akhwani fillah, and this is the ease, and this is the clear evidence. And I'm sure if you focus in the mas'ala, you will never have doubts about the correct opinion that I mentioned to you. Barakallahu feekum.